There is a medrash in this week's parsha of Vayikra Rabba, which has a very famous line, but in order to appreciate the line, we need to know the context. Vayikra al Moshe v'idaber Hashem. That he called to Moshe, and Hashem spoke. Good. Do we have more sheets? There? Yeah. So he called to Moshe, and Hashem spoke. Mikan Amru. From here, Chazal derived a lesson. Kol Talmud Chacham she'en bo das, nevela tova hemenu. Any Talmud Chacham that does not have das, I'm not going to translate das right now, but wisdom, understanding, so an animal carcass is better than that Talmud Chacham. That is a very strong and a very striking statement. Kol Talmud Chacham she'en bo das, nevela tova hemenu. A nevela, a dead animal, is better than that Talmud Chacham. How do we know? This Tehidu L'chashukai. Know that this is so. Tseilu L'man Moshe Abi Achachma Abi Nevim. Go and learn from Moshe, the father of wisdom, the father of all Nevim. Shehotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim. He took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Le'yedei Nasu Kamenisim B'Mitzrayim. So many numerous miracles were performed by Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzrayim. B'noros Al Yamsuf. He had awe-inspiring deeds by the Kriyas Yamsuf. He descended to Shemayim to bring down the Torah. And he also built the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu never had the chutzpah to go and simply walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to talk to Hashem whenever he wanted, because doing so without direct permission from Hashem would be a lack of derech eretz and would be something that was not nice. Whenever Moshe felt that he needed to talk to Hashem, he always waited to be invited in. He didn't simply say, "Hey God, what's going on? Let's have a chat." Because Moshe had derech eretz. Moshe had das. Moshe had understanding. And he knew that it's not respectful to simply barge in and say, "Hashem, we have to talk right now." And this, says the Medrash, is the basis for the concept that kol talmud chacham she'en bo das, any talmud chacham, you could be wise and know a lot of Torah and a lot of Gemara and a lot of Halacha and a lot of very smart things. But if you don't have das, you don't have basic understandings of the human personality, you are worse than a nevela, a treif, dead animal carcass. That's what the Medrash says. Rav Aaron Cutler writes in the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, this does not just apply to any talmud chacham, any particular one, but any person who has learned Torah and any person who represents authentic Torah and Torah values and Torah mitzvos is included in the category of a Talmud Chacham for this Medrash. You can know a lot of information, but if you don't have Das, it is worthless, says the Medrash. Now, let's just explain now the comparison between the carcass and the Das of the person who doesn't have it. So the Mefarshim and the Medrash explain that das here refers to midos, it refers to derech eretz, and although the stench of a decaying animal is unbearable, it's not the fault of the animal that it died. It's dead. It can't control the fact that it stinks and it gives off a terrible odor. It has no choice. It happens to be dead. But the Talmud Chacham, who doesn't conduct himself with derech eretz, he's only to blame. It's his fault. He's the one who doesn't know how to treat people properly. And therefore, that's why he's worse, say the Mefarshim. And also, a Talmud Chacham, who acts improperly, causes a Chilul Hashem. The animal that dies doesn't create a Chilul Hashem. It smells, it's unpleasant, it's not nice to look at, but it doesn't create a Chilul Hashem. That's what many of the Mefarshim explain. I want to suggest a different understanding of why the Talmud Chacham who lacks Das is worse than the Nevela, in light of a comment of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the father of Rav Chaim and the great-grandfather of Rabbi Soloveitchik. So he writes in his Hakdama to his Chuvos, and he wants to explain that the body and the skins of a kosher animal are the canvas on which Torah Shebichtav is written, right? The person wants to write a Torah, they want to write tefillin, they want to write mezuzahs, so they take the skins and the body of a kosher animal for Torah Shebichtav. But Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral traditions and the lessons from Har Sinai, what is the canvas that Torah Sheba'al Peh is written on? So the Beis Halevi says, the Talmud Chacham, the person who learns Torah, is the canvas of Torah Shebaal Peh. Just like the skins of the cow is where Torah Shebichsav is written, the body of a person who learns Torah is the canvas that the Torah Shebaal Peh is inscribed. V'atam lezeh, da'atam el chacham lohavid bin b'chinas tashmish kedusha, rak b'chinas etzema kedusha. The Talmud Chacham is not just an item that's used to hold something holy. The person who learns Torah becomes kadosh. The Kmodim Mavor Barachaim, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Ta'klaf shekos v'nalea sefer Torah, lohavei tashmish kedusha, rak etzem kedusha. The klaf that holds the Divrei Torah is not something that assists to create holiness. It is inherently holy. Kmo kein ha'tamil chacham havei gufo ha'klaf shel Torah. The Talmud Chacham is the body that holds Torah Shebaal Peh. K'maymer ha'kasav, it says in Mishlei, kisvam aluach libecha. You write the Torah on the luach, on the board of your heart. You, the person who learns Torah, or the rabbi, or the mora, whoever it may be, becomes a vehicle to hold Torah Shebaal Peh. So based on this Beis HaLevi, I think we can suggest, it's mutter to write Torah Shebichsav on the skins of a non-kosher animal or of a kosher animal. You can technically write it on both. But when it comes to someone who learns Torah, if their midos are lacking, and the way they treat others is not menschlich, it's not Torahdik, it doesn't fall in line with the values of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then their guf is not prepared to be a klaf, as a receptacle for Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is the meaning of the Medrash. Kol Talmid Chacham She'ein Bo Das. Any Talmid Chacham who doesn't have Das, doesn't have good midos, doesn't have Derech Eretz, a Nevela is better than them. Because at least a Nevela is still good for a Torah. And at least a Nevela is still good for Tefillin. And at least a Nevela is still good to write a mezuzah. But the scholar, or the intellectually gifted person, who doesn't treat his parents properly, who speaks Lashon Hara, who looks down on other people, who thinks that they are God's gift to the world, and their siblings and their friends, and doesn't treat people with kindness, so this person is worse than Nevela. Because you know what you hold? Nothing. You're not good for Torah Shebichsav, and you're not good for Torah Shebaal Peh. You have nothing. The Nevela at least has something I could use to try to mezuzah. But if the Talmud Chacham who doesn't have Midos and Menschlichkeit and Torahdik values, that's worse, because you hold absolutely nothing. Not Torah Shebichsav, and not Torah Shebaal Peh. I want to relate a story, and then with that story, we're going to look at the essay in front of you. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein recalled in a talk that he gave, that we're going to look at in a moment, many years ago, that he once traveled to Bnei Brak to be Menachem Avil, his Rebbe. His first Rebbe was Rav Yitzchak Huttner. When Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was a young man, he learnt in Chaim Berlin as a teenager, and he learnt under Rav Huttner. Later, when he went to college, he went to IU and became Tam Rabbi Salvechik and Rabbi Salvechik's daughter, and the rest is history. But as a young man, as a teenage boy, he was very close with Rav Huttner. So Rav Huttner's wife had passed away when they were in Eretz Yisrael, Rebetzin Huttner, and Rav Huttner was sitting Shiva in Bnei Brak. So Rav Lichtenstein at that time had already made Aliyah and was living in Gush Etzion. He got on a bus and he traveled to Bnei Brak in order to visit his Rebbe. He expected that when he walked into the home, it would be packed. Rav Yitzchak Huttner, the author of the Pachah Yitzchak, Gadol Ador, you would expect people, there would be throngs of people there in order to come and see him. But it was quiet, it was empty, there was no one there. And he was able to sit with his Rebbe, have a private, interesting, meaningful, introspective conversation. And in the midst of talking, Rav Huttner told him that a Talmid Chacham, a well-known Talmid Chacham, had come to be Menachem Avil. And he tried to convince Rav Huttner and to explain to him how his wife's passing was really positive. Now she's in the world of MS. It's entirely positive, and she's not in pain anymore, and other such nonsense. And we all know that it's indeed not so uncommon to hear such things when a person is suffering and a person is going through difficult times. So people will say things, especially when the deceased passed away while being involved in a mitzvah, Al-Kiddush Hashem. Obviously, it should be unsaid, but it has to be said, that all these things are totally unsuitable. To go and tell someone who's suffering that, oh, it's good, it's fine, it's Ratzon Hashem, you have to have bitachon. A person who's in pain does not want to hear your advice about how everything's going to be better. So when Rav Huttner told him this, Rav Huttner began to raise his voice. And he cited our Medrash. And he said that any Talmid Chacham who lacks Das is worse than the putrid animal carcass. And Rav Huttner then added, did you hear this? A Talmid Chacham who lacks Das says Rav Huttner. We're not discussing a fool who lacks das, says the Medrash. We're not discussing a regular person. We're talking about a Torah person who has a huge amount of Torah, a Talmud Chacham who knows Shas, Poskim, an expert in the Ksos and the Nesivos and Sifrei Machshava, and he makes Siyumim every single week, and he finishes so much Torah. But if he lacks Das, says Rav Huttner, which can direct him and guide him to act with understanding towards others and interact with people in a civil fashion, he's worse than a dead animal. And that's Rav Huttner told Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. So Rav Aaron then went on to elaborate on this point. This is from a major talk that he gave, the essay that you have in front of you. Everyone has the sheets, right? This is from a major talk that he gave. The talk was about the concept of Das Torah. And what is Das Torah, how you relate to Das Torah. But I'm not so concerned about the discussion right now. What I am concerned is about his explanation and his understanding of the concept of Das in the framework of Das Torah. And the concept of having Das understanding in the framework of our Medrash. So let's read here from Rav Aaron's essay. Just a moment, just before we start talking about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Torah is amazing in Halacha, in Lundus, in Gemara, and also in Machshava. For most people, it is a bit out of reach because he writes in a very, especially in Hebrew, the Hebrew is not simple. It's not made for the layman Hebrew reader. It also, in English, is not even that much better. You need a dictionary to get through every paragraph in any of his essays. They're hard. If a person wants to be exposed to the Torah of this Gadol, you can try your hand at his English essays that are available in some books. I would recommend a beautiful kind of entry point is the book Seeking His Presence. Rav Sabato, who's a Talmud Rav Lichtenstein, created a series of interviews with Rav Aaron, which he asked him all types of important hashkafic social questions, and he wrote it up in a beautiful book called Seeking His Presence, in Hebrew and in English. And that's like an amazing entry point to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's thought that is accessible for people who don't want to sit there with the Oxford English Dictionary, you know, for every paragraph. And it's very relatable, it's very meaningful, and that's a great entry point. This is not from there. This is from an essay that was written up after he gave the talk in Hebrew. So let's look at the essay. Midvarav hanokvim shel Rav Huttner. From the incisive words of Rav Huttner, lamanu sheyeshna rama mesuyemes shel das, we see there is a level of das, hanechutza v'chiyunis, that is vital l'tamil chacham basher hu, for every tamil chacham to have. Uveheyadra, and without das, chachmaso nifgemes pegam shamamish, his chachma is totally damaged. Uvechein, af im ne'achaz begisha hagoreses chovas tzios, L'gdoli Torah. He says, even if I will agree to the approach that one must always obey G'dolei Torah in all fields, but what the Medrash tells us is, I'm only responsible to obey the words of a Talmud Chacham, again, in not halachic areas, in social, psychological, medical issues, if the Talmud Chacham has das, right? If he doesn't have das, then I'm not responsible. Below Talmud Chacham hamale idea tari kerimon. Not a Talmud Chacham who knows a lot of information, like a pomegranate, a chaser das, but who lacks wisdom. Talmud Chacham sh'alpi medrash nevela tova hemenu. One is not mechuyev to listen to a Talmud Chacham who lacks das. V'chi hayinu hochem eitzal nevela. Would you go to a dead carcass? Sh'ledivrei chazal tova afil me'osa Talmud Chacham, according to chazal, is better than that Talmud Chacham. Could they lead to mimena eitz berufu to ask him medical advice? Would you simply close your eyes and go to any Talmud Chacham who lacks das? Can I accept the words of a genius in Torah, who lacks any sympathy and sensitivity to people? Natal havana b'nefesh adam, who doesn't understand the human condition? Hashela hanishelas ma'alea himahu pshara sha'osa das. What is the definition of das then? How do I look at another person or look at myself and decide, do I have das or do I not have das? Umama koma ba'olomenu hatarni. And what is its place in the Torah world, in the existential world, haruchani, the spiritual world, varechi, on the world of values? Doma ki hadas sha'alea niskaven ha'Rav Huttner. The das that Rav Huttner is referring to, he tur kaves shel seichel hayashar. It is a combination of common sense. Shekol Shabalibatzer, Seichel Shabalibatzer. What you call a Balibatzer Seichel. A normal way to think, the way an average man in the street thinks. Sheyesh mitamin chacham hanotzim lezalzel. Some tamin chachamim are mezalzel. They speak down about a balabatish way of thinking about things. Im havana mamika el hasituatzia, with a deep understanding of the situation in front of you. I turn the page for me. Yours is different. Talmud chacham, unless you have the same one. Talmud chacham sheyesh bo das minaseh lahavin hein es haadam. A Talmud Chacham who has das tries to understand the person, heines mekamo, his place, umamado, and where he is in life. L'shem kach derusha havana psikologiat ma'amika. He requires deep psychological understanding. Ulitzeda havana hakara shal metzias, and to have an understanding of the reality, whether it's hispachtuyos vacuumis, whether it's developing or the existing reality, sheba nimtza shoal, where the questioner is standing. In Tim Salomer, if you'll say, Al Shlosh Dvarim Olamo Shel Talmid Chacham Amita Omeid, right? On three things the world stands. So says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, on three things the world of the Talmid Chacham stands. Bishar Shehu Bali Eitz Olah Haros Es HaShoel, when he's about to give advice or to instruct a questioner, Es HaDerech Eilech Ba, on the proper path to take, V'yas HaMa'asa Asher Yaseh, and what he should do. These are the three rules. Aleph. Havanas olamo v'nafshu shel adam ha'omeid olamo molo. To understand the world and the personality of the person in front of him. If he doesn't know you, doesn't understand your background, then he lacks das. Havanas mitzios v'situatzia hamedubaris. To understand the reality and the situation that is being spoken about. Does he understand the parameters of what the question are? Can he relate to them? And three, cheshbon nefesh ha'amiti, a real searching of the soul, became mitzado shalo, from his perspective, hamechayvo l'kva tchila, does he first establish, ha'amnam hu roi l'dun ha'benose, am I the right person to deal with this question? Do I have the kalim, do I have the ability to deal with the issue in front of me? Him hu achein baki bo dayo, am I sufficiently knowledgeable to deal with a question about psychology, about medicine, about politics, about sports, about cooking, whatever it is? Do I have the right to have an opinion about this thing? L'shem kol eleh yesh tzorach v'regishus. In all these things, there's a need for sensitivity, ubicholus, and ability, havana b'nefesh, to understand people. Ad kama kinias kelem, how much have I acquired the abilities, hadrach v'chinuch, the education, the schooling, shi'ashu l'chol l'vchom b'dvarim kaviyosam, to really judge what the person is asking me. Kan mismaked hakoshi ha'ikari shali, Benogad Badas Torah. This really, says Rav Aaron, is my biggest struggle with the concept of Das Torah. B'mishor ha'ikroni. In theory, ainli kol ba'ya and matzorach v'hazekikus l'das Torah. I have no problem with the concept of Das Torah. Meaning Das Torah, meaning that a person goes to a Talmid Chacham to ask them things that are outside the Dal Almas of Halacha. Voting, education for my kids, questions about medicine, questions about the human condition, whatever it may be. So he said, I have no problem with that. Lehefech, hashelahi das Torah shalmi ulashema. The question is, who's das Torah? Not every single Talmid Chacham is entitled to das Torah. Not every single Talmid Chacham is entitled to have an opinion about certain things. Kasher nichnesses lamasha. When I went to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, lechad Rosh Shlomo Zalman, v'lo limshoch rebasha, and I was with him for a quarter of an hour. Lo yacholus letzeis misham b'li hargashas ezahara. You cannot leave the presence of Rosh Shlomo Zalman without some feeling, some sensitivity to his light. Achein, lu kol gedolya Torah hayu Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He says, if it would be that all the gedola would be like Rosh Shlomo Zalman, lo ha'isa li kol hisnagdus das Torah, I would have no objection to the use of the concept of das Torah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, yeda heitev lahashiv kahalacha binyan mishayim matzri b'hem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman had no problem answering halacha questions in which he was comfortable. Ach bad bebad yeda lomar. But he often said, Eini yodei, I don't know binyan mishal hayim matzri b'hem that I'm not familiar with. I just don't know. Umi lanu gadol karashi. Who is greater than Rashi, Rabban Shel Yisrael? Shekasev v'kama v'kama makomos, who writes so many times in this parish in the Torah and the Gemara, Eini yodei. Rabbi Kiveger collects all the different places. Rashi says, I don't know. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it's coming to teach us. Ani misupak biyoter, I'm incredibly doubtful. Haim nitan lischashev b'das Torah shor rav v'tam hachacham. Can you rely on the das Torah of a rabbi, Gadol kechol she, as great as he might be in learning, shechasras hayosher v'chanos lomar en yodea, who does not know how to say, I don't know, you need to speak to somebody who knows more than me. O kazeh she'enu mesugel lohotzi mipiv v'samishpat, or who can't say, eni baki v'enu matzi b'tchum hachayim hazeh, I'm not an expert in this field. Maybe I'm not the right person. If the person you're asking shilas to cannot say that, then you need to be asking shilas to another person. Great scholars like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, they are not commonly found l'rov b'shuk in the streets. L'tzareinu harav, unfortunately, Rabbi Me'ela Hamashrim Kayom Das Torah. Many people who fall under the flag of speaking Das Torah, him aniyim b'das b'tchum shonim, they are very poor in their understanding of many of these critical areas. Achein. Ein kan baya ikronis shol sivas l'das Torah. I have no problem with the concept of Das Torah. Ela hirhur shema hadas lab dasu. The problem is maybe what's being passed as das, as understanding and knowledge, is in fact not. V'arei hadas ein arak yeda b'chedrei Torah. What they know is a lot of Gemara and a lot of Halacha. Umiyomnis psika, and they can pass in a shayla. Ella, gam ichpatios v'regishus, but empathy and sympathy. Gam eila, eina mitzuyim, they seem to lack these things sometimes. Histamchus al das Torah, sh'osa adam ne'adar tuchunas chiyunis eila minayim. Where are those parts of that person's das Torah? Lomosar, it's unnecessary lomar, sh'dvarim eila yachim lo rak l'chach me'halacha. This comes back now to us. Says Rav Aaron, it's clear that what I just said is not just someone who is a chacham in halacha, elagam the manhigim bechlal. Anyone in any position of leadership, whether it is a community, a school, your home, and your family, if you are in a position of leading other people, jerishazu lemosrios v'regishus enoshus, the requirement of musar and feeling for people, eina masmitz b'tchum hatorni greda. It's not just for learning Torah. Kashem sh'adam yimna asmo l'dabek al-yidei rofe mikso'an. Just like you would not go to an expert doctor, achasr savanas, but he lacks patience, and yahir v'gas ruach, and he's arrogant and he's haughty, you wouldn't go to such a doctor. Kach yimna asmo l'shmo v'chavas das. You should not listen to the halachic opinions mitam achachem chasr gishus, who lacks sympathy, caring, and understanding. This, says Rav Lichtenstein, is the concept of what the Gemara means, that any time a chacham who lacks das is worse than an avela. We're not going to obviously cast aspersions on any particular Torah personality, and we're not going to name names about who we think is in or out. That's not the point. The point here is two things. On one level, one has to be no. When a person goes to ask eitz of any person in anything, do they follow those three rules? Are they a person who understands people? Or they live with their heads in the clouds and they don't understand what goes on in reality on the ground? Are they a person who understands the situation that you're in? Can they relate to you? Do they know that your background? Do they understand where you're coming from? And if not, it's not the right person to get their das about. And the right thing is, are they the right person? Are they the right person to answer that question? Do they have the capabilities in order to help you in that regard? So for us as well, we also need to and want to cultivate das. We need to develop into people who understand other people, who are able to relate to other people's situations, who can see where they're standing. And also, perhaps most critically, are you able to say, I don't know, this is beyond me, perhaps I need to go speak to somebody else about this. A person can say, you know, I'm working with in some field, in education, wherever it may be, and the person will be, well, if I don't take care of this, then this kid's going to go off the derech. It's not true. They're going to be just fine. If something is out of your ability to handle, you need to reach out to somebody else who knows more. That's the understanding of having das, to know what you know and what you don't know. So how can you get das and all the sensitivities that come with it? So Yeruchim Levavitz writes, ironically, in his Das Torah, his Sefer on Chumash, so he says that the Mesilas Yesharim teaches us about the importance of Das in the second chapter of the Mesilas Yesharim. He relates to the topic of Zahirus, being careful. What does Das have to do with Zahirus? So the Ramchal says that they both extend from the same foundation. To have control. Shlitas ha'adam al-atzmo. To be in control of yourself. And Rav Yerucham adds that if Moshe would have lacked Derech Eretz and refined Midos, then all of the accomplishments of Moshe Rabbeinu would have amounted to absolutely nothing. Without Das, self-control, a Nevel is better. And to develop self-control, you have to know yourself, you have to know what makes you tick, you have to be honest with who you are as a person, and are you a person who is empathetic, are you sensitive to other people, and to work on those Midos, and getting to know how you can learn and manage yourself. Learn Sifrei Musar. Learn about conduct and how to treat people and how to talk with people and how to be sensitive to people, how to be nosedol and chavero, and how to learn how to develop your midos and to learn what are good midos and what are bad midos, what's the proper way to behave and what's an improper way to behave. And also to have role models who you feel act in a way of das, people who think things through, people who are logical, people who are sensitive to other people, and learn from them how they act, how they speak, how they connect to people, and model that as well in your own life. People are Mekadoshim Shemayim in the way they treat other people. Das is not bestowed on high by people who know a lot of information. It does not matter how well you did in high school or what your grades are in college. It means zilch. It does not mean you have das. It means you know a lot of stuff. A nevela can still be better than you, no matter what your GPA is, and no matter what your degree is and how many doctorates you have. A nevela can be 100 times better than you if you don't have interpersonal skills and relationships. It's not a free gift that just gets passed into your hands once you know a lot of stuff. Even if a person is a supreme Talmid Chacham, it doesn't mean that they have das. The truth is that das, midos, derech eretz, do not necessarily accompany lumdus, bikias, and a lot of knowledge. And therefore, the Medrash wants us to be sensitive for ourselves, developing who we are, to make sure we don't turn into nevelas, but also who we relate to, who we turn to, and who we learn from, to make sure that those people are people who have das, understanding, sympathy, and empathy, to be able to understand other people. Okay.